The Book of 1 Thessalonians, Taz Lonakim Aleph, Chapter 1. Shaul and Silas and Timotheos, to the assembly of the Thessalonians, in Elohim the Father and the Master Yeshua Messiah, favor to you and peace from Elohim our Father and the Master Yeshua Messiah. We give thanks to Elohim always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of the belief and the labor of love and the endurance of the expectation in our Master Yeshua Messiah in the presence of our Elohim and Father, knowing, brothers, beloved by Elohim, that you were chosen, because our good news did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the set-apart spirit and in entire confirmation, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Master, having received the word in much pressure with joy of the set-apart spirit, so that you became an example to all who believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you the word of the Master has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your belief toward Elohim has gone out, so that it is unnecessary for us to say whatever. For they themselves report what kind of reception we had with you, and how you turned to Elohim from idols to serve the living and true Elohim, and to wait for his Son from the heavens, whom he raised from the dead, Yeshua, who is delivering us from the wrath to come. Chapter 2. For you yourselves know, brothers, that our coming to you was not in vain, but having suffered before and having been mistreated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our Elohim to speak to you the good news of Elohim in much struggle. For the appeal we make does not come from delusion, nor from uncleanness, nor from deceit. But as we have been approved by Elohim to be entrusted with the good news, so we speak, not as pleasing men, but Elohim who proves our hearts. For we never came with a word of flattery, as you know, nor with a cloak for greed, Elohim is witness, nor were we looking for praise from men, not from you nor from others, though we could have been a burden to you as emissaries of Messiah. But we were gentle in your midst, like a nursing mother warmly loving her own children. So having a tender affection for you, we were well pleased to share with you not only the good news of Elohim, but also our own lives, because you have become beloved to us. For you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship for laboring night and day, in order not to burden any of you. We proclaim to you the good news of Elohim. You are witnesses, Elohim also, how set apart and righteously and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe, even as you know how each one of you, as a father to his children, encouraging and comforting and bearing witness to you, that you would walk worthily of Elohim, who is calling you into his own reign and esteem. And because of this, we thank Elohim without ceasing, that when you received the word of Elohim, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is truly the word of Elohim, which also works in you who believe. For you, brothers, became imitators of the assemblies of Elohim, which are in Yehuda, in Messiah Yeshua, because you also suffered the same treatment from your own countrymen, as they also from the Yahudim, who killed both the Master Yeshua and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and who displease Elohim and are hostile to all men, forbidding us to speak to the nations that they might be saved, so as to fill up their sins always. But the wrath has come upon them to the utmost. But we, brothers, having been taken away from you for a short while, in presence, not in heart, were much more eager, trying to see your face with much longing. We would therefore have come to you, I indeed, Shaul, more than once, but Satan hindered us. For what is our expectation or joy or crown of boasting? Is it not even you before our Master Yeshua Messiah at his coming? For you are our esteem and joy. Chapter 3. So when we could no longer stand it, we thought it good to be left in Athens alone, and sent Timotheos, our brother and servant of Elohim, and our fellow worker in the good news of Messiah, to establish you and encourage you concerning your belief, that no one should be unsettled by these pressures, For you yourselves know that we are appointed to this. For indeed we did inform you beforehand, when we were with you, that we would suffer pressure, and so it came to be, as you know. Because of this, when I could no longer stand it, I sent to find out about your belief, lest the trying one might have tried you and our labor should be in vain. But now that Timotheos has come to us from you, and having brought us good news of your belief and love, and that you always have good remembrance of us, longing to see us as we also to see you. Therefore, brothers, in all our pressure and distress, we were encouraged concerning you by your belief, because we now live, if you stand fast in the Master. For what thanks are we able to return to Elohim for you? For all the joy with which we rejoice for your sake in the presence of our Elohim, night and day praying exceedingly to see your face and make complete what is lacking in your belief. And our Elohim and Father himself and our Master Yeshua Messiah direct our way to you. And the Master make you increase and overflow in love to each other and to all, as we also do to you, to establish your hearts blameless in set-apartness before our Elohim and Father, at the coming of our Master Yeshua Messiah with all his set-apart ones. Chapter 4. For the rest then, brothers, we beg you and call upon you in the Master Yeshua, that as you received from us how you should walk, and to please Elohim you should excel still more. For you know what commands we gave you through the Master Yeshua. For this is the desire of Elohim, your set-apartness, that you should abstain from whoring, that each one of you should know how to possess his own vessel in set-apartness and respect, not in passion of lust, like the nations who do not know Elohim, not to overstep and take advantage of his brother in this matter, because the Master is the revenger of all such, as we indeed said to you before and earnestly warned. For Elohim did not call us to uncleanness, but in set-apartness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but Elohim, who also gives us his set-apart spirit. And it is not necessary to write to you about brotherly love, for you yourselves are taught by Elohim to love one another. For in fact, you do so toward all the brothers who are in all Macedonia. But we call upon you, brothers, that you do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to live peaceably, and to attend to your own, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, so that you behave decently towards those who are outside, and not be in any need. Now, brothers, we do not wish you to be ignorant concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you be sad as others who have no expectation. For if we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, so also Elohim shall bring with him those who sleep in Yeshua. For this we say to you by the word of the Master, that we, the living, who are left over at the coming of the Master, shall in no way go before those who are asleep, because the Master himself shall come down from heaven with a shout, with the voice of a chief messenger, and with the trumpet of Elohim, and the dead in Messiah shall rise first. Then we, the living who are left over, shall be caught away together with them in the clouds to meet the Master in the air, and so we shall always be with the Master. So then, encourage one another with these words. Chapter 5. Now, brothers, as to the times and the seasons, you do not need to be written to, for you yourselves know very well that the day of Yahuwah comes as a thief in the night. For when they say, peace and safety, then suddenly destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief, for you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. So then we should not sleep as others do, but we should watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But we who are of the day should be sober, putting on the breastplate of belief and love, and as a helmet the expectation of deliverance. Because Elohim did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain deliverance through our Master Yeshua Messiah, who died for us, so that we, whether awake or asleep, should live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another as indeed you do. But, brothers, we beg you to know those who labor among you and are over you in the Master and admonish you, and to hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we appeal to you, brothers, warn those who are disorderly. Encourage the faint-hearted. Uphold the weak. Be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the desire of Elohim and Messiah Yeshua for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Prove them all. Hold fast what is good. Keep back from every form of wickedness. And the Elohim of peace himself set you completely apart, and your entire spirit and being and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Master Yeshua Messiah. He who calls you is trustworthy, who also shall do it. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a set-apart kiss. I charge you by the Master that this letter be read to all the set-apart brothers. The favor of our Master Yeshua Messiah be with you. Amen.